Well, good morning. It's 8:39, Brock, Hunter,
and Rick.
Rick. Oh, Astley. Yes, Mr. Astley. We're in that.
Hey, you know, I go outside. I just said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Don't blow it, guys. I'm looking at it right now. 62 today, sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 64, not a cloud in the sky.
What if I take a nap outside? Is that okay? That's fine. That's fine.
I mean, at least you're outside. Are you going to take the boat out one more time?
Yeah, but you're not invited.
I mean, was I ever? I'm not even asking that. I'm just asking if you're going to take it out.
I'm going to go take a nap on my boat. That's what I'm going to do.
You know what?
At least I'm outside.
Poke a hole in that boat.
You know? Right? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I know Hunter's all hard up on
it. You don't have a door to lay on either. You're going down to the bottom
of
the lake.
Down right in the bottom, right where you belong.
Rosie, I think I'm going to take the bow out one last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
It's my first boating season, so when do people usually pack it up? Am I going to look like a moron out there?
You can boat all year. That's fine. As long as it's not frozen where you're boating.
See, but it's a bunch of bass trackers, though. It's a bunch of like people out there like, fish. Yeah. I can fish off my pontoon.
Yeah, take your pontoon out. That's fine.
Yeah.
Be all right.
When do you pack your boat up?
I haven't thought about it yet. I don't know. Probably, maybe like November. November.
Wow, late, huh?
Yeah. Let me see if I can get a little bit of fishing in before it's done. So before the ice freezes over and I get to go out on the ice, yeah.
Look at a hole for six months.
Anyway, well, look, buddy, quit dogging me. I'm taking a nap today. Deal with it, all right? That's what's happening. That's what's happening, okay? For everyone else taking a nap today, congratulations. Who cares?
Right? Wasting it. Wasting a nice day.
We'll make up for it. We'll go sledding one day when it's snowing out, and we'll, you know, it'll be fine.
I see sledding is, it's not appealing anymore.
No?
I don't get snow days.
No, sledding's appealing. It's the walking up the hill after you. Like me, I get up the hill.
One time.
One time
one
down.
Sled.
And then you look up at the hill and you're like, yeah, I'm not going up that. Damn. I'm done. It was a fun day. One good sled.
Got it all dressed up.
Yep. Because I'm not walking up that hill.
Is it really that much fun? Or is it we just so bored in the winter that like anything is like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to work my ass off climbing up this hill for a 30-second ride down, if that.
I'm 42 years old. What am I doing?
I'm going to get snow in the back of my jacket. It's going to suck. Terrible. Terrible. Enough of that. We got to get to it. All right. Take a nap today or take your boat out. I don't care. All right. I'm tired. Folks, it is time for everyone's favorite bit. That's right. Stupid quickies.
Oh, yeah. Drop it.
What about this? It's National Boyfriend Day today. Yeah. I don't think guys get enough love. You know, women get all these days. They get, you know, Lover's Day and Valentine's Day and all that. You know, one for the boyfriends. All right. Come on now.
What about a husband? Husband count?
I think we get lumped into like Valentine's. Is there a National Husband's Day? It should be every day, damn it. That's right. Hey. Hey. Every day.
Every day.
That's right. Go make me a sandwich. It's a husband day.
I mean, we kind of do. Damn, son. That's why we don't get one, because stuff right. like that you
hey,
just said.
Guess what? It's my day. Why don't you cut the attitude, lady? Make me a sandwich. How about that?
Husband day.
Husband day. Every day. That's right. That's right. Don't you forget it, woman.
You're going to get a bat to the side of the knee. That's what you're going to get.
Ah, not on husband day.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Not on husband day. It's my day. Burger King will launch a new Ghost Pepper Whopper just in time for Halloween season. So if you want to be miserable, go for it. Why? Stop it with this, man.
You're going to look like Ghost Rider with that flaming skull.
Like, fast food already messes up my guts. Now we're going to throw Ghost Pepper into the mix. What are we thinking with this?
Yeah.
This is not smart.
It's real Ghost Pepper, though. You know what I'm starting to get sick and tired of? It's Ghost Pepper, but I mean, maybe it is, but it's a... You know what Ghost Pepper is? That stuff will blow your head off. I'm serious. A real ghost pepper.
Pink mist.
I mean, you were headless after eating one of those things.
I think they mix it in. So it's not like they're just slapping on an entire pepper on the burger.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If they did, you'd eat one of them. And that would be it.
This is miserable to me, all right? I enjoy a good spice. But like when I'm uncomfortable, just stop it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop it. Ghost pepper.
Those jalapeno brats, cheese brats. I love those.
Blow out my colon, all right? Stop it.
It's better on the way in.
Girl Scout cookies may be going up $1, $6 a box. Hunter, I know you're going to just enjoy it.
Go to the next one. I feel bad. I don't want to. I have so much anger and opinions built up around this.
Would you like to buy some cookies so you can send our troop to the planetarium?
Overrated.
No, no, little Susie. I don't want to buy your overpriced, overrated Girl Scout cookie. You get the hell out of here, all right?
You know what? Here's the thing, and I'll always say it. I'll just take the money. I don't want your cookies because I'll support you. They're out there doing it. They're out there, you know, doing the hustle.
Earn them badges.
I support all of that for sure. Just take the money, but keep the cookies. Trash cookies. Get out of here.
Just be honest. Just go back to begging, all right? You don't throw in some weird cookies.
Is it the cuteness and the smiles behind the cookies why everybody's like, oh, they're the best cookie? Yeah. You're just saying that to make the kid happy, aren't you?
Yeah. That's it.
Not the best cookies. Get out of here. Well, still have Thin Mints in my freezer from like 2016.
Is, you know, when my daughter is at that age where she can join Girl Scouts, I'm only sending her to your house. That's it.
All right? Oh, yeah.
You better be paying big. You just bring out that checkbook, all right?
You know?
Why don't you leave it blank?
Like I said, I'll give her the money. Yeah. But no, you know what? I will throw those cookies in the trash right in front of her.
Right in front of her.
Oh, trash.
Oh, you threw them away.
Well, hey, you still got your money.
That's
get
right.
Here,
get out of here. All right? You take your crappy Thin Mints and get out of here. Lastly, a list of quote-unquote dead giveaways that someone is American includes. They mention ranch dressing. They request ice with their drinks. They wear a baseball cap backwards. And they drink from a can without a straw.
Wait, say the whole thing again. I missed the first part.
So it's a, this was done. What is a dead giveaway that someone is American? Ranch dressing, ice in their drinks, baseball cap backwards, and they drink from a can with a straw. You know what? Sounding kind of lippy there, foreigners, huh?
Getting a little lippy. Huh? So I had a foreign exchange student in high school, and I'm like, how do Americans talk? How do we talk? He's like, you know, you guys talk like it's like you got an apple or an orange in your mouth all the time. You really,
you know what? You know what's a dead giveaway that we're American? How about WW2 saving your ass? How about that?
How about that?
Huh? Before you start making lists on us American things, huh?
Right.
I got a little ranch for you, huh? WW2, remember that?
Remember that?
Huh? You're pretty lippy over there, foreigners.
I don't think they do remember because they weren't alive.
I'm going to hang on to that one. Yeah. Hey, remember that?
We got to.
Remember when we came over? Yeah. How about that?
Wait, you did? No, I mean, I didn't, but.
Yeah, we may be all fat Americans with our ranch dressing, but WW2, you remember that? All right?
Look at you over there in your shin guards.
Yeah, get out of here. You kicking a ball around? Can't afford the helmets, huh? All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies.
Fat Americans, man.
For a Monday, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Mitch Hedberg.